This is an audio archive edition of Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, seavillepodcast.com.
Tom Loach joins us, a longtime member of the Crozet community, and you were involved in the whole master plan thing, weren't you? To all the meetings, and you, and what exactly, what was that? When was it? What was it? Let's remind folks what that is, and then we'll talk about the meeting this morning.
Well, we go back to the master planning process around 2003. And it was almost a two-year process from the time the first meetings with the consultants to the final meetings. And during that time, the community had hundreds of people involved. We had multiple subcommittees formed to study everything from downtown to education to, you know, to recreation. So, you know, there was a lot of work that went into this this master plan.
And the whole point of it was the county saying to the members of the Crozet community, we have designated your area as a quote-unquote growth area. We want to see growth here this part of the county. So let's work together and figure out what we want that growth to look like.
Right. Not only that, but the community had started to see in Crozet a lot of subdevelopments going on. And we asked to be master planned because we knew what was coming and we wanted to look to the future and plan for it.
Yeah, and those kind of things, the questions that are asked and answered in a master plan are, where are the sidewalks, where are the schools, how dense will the neighborhoods be, you know, how many people will we allow in here, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And one of the questions that was answered was by, and this was by consultants, and their findings were put into this master plan, and you can read it. It says in there, we say that this should have 12,000 people living in this area. And that would be the build-out, what build-out is called, what you build out to. You develop to a population of 12,000, and they said this should take about 20 years to do that.
Right. The carrot for the community from the consultants was, listen, we're going to let you build out to about 12,000, 12,500, which would be the same as if you did it by right. So you're really not losing anything. But that was the carrot for us growing by over 400%.
Which is what 12,000, a population of 12,000 in Crozet means.
Exactly, because we went from 3,000 up to the 12,000 limit.
Tom Loach, our guest, and that's about where it is now, about 3,000 people.
We're a little bit more than that. We think it's actually more towards 4,000.
Okay, but and so what's happening now? So that's what the master plan said for growth in Crozet. And the reason this is important, folks, is because the county has master plans for the whole county. Right. And so this is a, sort of a case study for how they work their master plans.
It's actually a case study not how not to work a master plan.
And why is that? Tell folks why that is.
Well,
what's happened?
What the county is asking us to believe that after 2 years of work that we didn't understand a word they said, that the 12,000 figure was never a valid figure. They seem very upset that we're concentrating on the 12,000 population figure. When we didn't choose that figure, they gave it to us. And then they said, well, we'll look at dwelling units. Well, fine, we can look at dwelling units. That was in the plan, too. But they didn't want to look at dwelling units because when we looked at it for Old Trail and said to them, hey, the number of dwelling units in Old Trail doesn't match what's in the master plan, they ignored it. And they just voted on what they wanted.
And they came out, the Board of Supervisors came out in January of this year and said, we're changing the numbers. They didn't say we're changing the numbers in the master plan. They said we want to remind folks the master plan was only for 20 years. Well, after that, we're looking at growing Crozet to about 24,000 people.
What was interesting,
twice as much.
And right. And what was interesting is they referenced the 1996 land use plan. What they forget that was in 2000, there was another land use plan done by the consultants the county hired, which said the ideal population for Crozet was, guess what? 12,198. So they forgot about that plan, which superseded the 1996 plan, and based all of their conclusions on that.
Yeah.
So not only was their memo based on erroneous data, but it was based on data that had already been superseded by another plan.
Tom Loach, our guest. Tom, what happened this morning?
What happened?
What was it? What was the, for folks who have no idea?
Well, I can only say for our board, never have so few said so much and accomplished so little. Because at the end of the day, they passed no resolution.
So there was a meeting this morning of the County Board of Supervisors specifically to look at this issue.
Right. And we should call, I have been calling this the Pearl Harbor resolution since it was clear to us that they tried to sneak it in during a day meeting after a holiday
And yeah, that's ridiculous. And they should have had this in the evening, right, on a, you know, on a Monday or Tuesday night, not the morning after the 4th.
Not to mention the fact that Crozet, that the board appointed a Crozet planning committee, and they didn't even have the courtesy of notifying the members that they were going to have this resolution before the board today. So, I mean, to me, it was, like I say, this was the sneak attack on
Crozet. And the resolution that they entertained this morning, I have it in front of me, but basically it reiterates the fact that they plan to grow Crozet much more than 12,000. They throw out the idea of 24,000, but that's just a number they picked. They basically are comfortable with going much more than that.
It would actually, the population would go above 24,000. But their rationale is, what are you worried about? You know, none of these things are planned to grow out to 24,000. We never grow out that much. And then they say to us, and it's going to take a long time. Well, if it takes a long time to your ultimate destruction, does that make the destruction any more palatable? And the answer is no.
Yeah, and I think it's important. The last time I talked to you, I wanted to make this point. I want to do it again. You, Tom Loach from Crozet, who's been involved in this process for years, are not anti-growth. You were comfortable with a growth of 400% in Crozet when you came up with the master plan, and you signed on to that. But you want to cap it somewhere.
Well, what they're saying is that there should be no cap. Well, there has to be a cap. Obviously, if there's a finite amount of land space, there's going to be a cap. And that cap doesn't matter whether it's Manhattan or whether it's going to be Crozet. It's a certain amount of finite land that can only build out so much, and that's the end of it. So to say, well, we don't want to use our population, is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Tom Loach from the Crozet community. You went to the meeting this morning.
Right.
Did you speak at the meeting?
I did, and I'm glad to say. I want to thank Brian Wheeler and Seaville Tomorrow for getting us onto this, that there was going to be this. And I'd like to thank a lot of the Crozet community who came down this morning and talked on the issue, because we had about 15 people who came down and did talk on the issue.
Are the people that you know in Crozet ticked off at the county over this issue?
Right, and I don't think you would have had 1,000 people, over 1,000 people, sign a petition saying a deal was a deal if people weren't pretty adamant about it.
The phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from you. Here's the question. You live in Albemarle County. Is the county handling development properly in your area? Do you live in near 29 North? Do you live in the Pantops area? Do you live 20 South? Do you live in Scottsville, Earliesville, Free Union? Do you live in Crozet, where there was a master plan on the books that said they'd build out to about 24,000, but the Board of Supervisors and the staff got together and decided that that was not really what they meant. What they meant to say was maybe 24,000 or even more than that, which puts the population density of the Crozet area edging towards the population density of downtown Charlottesville. Do you live in any of these areas, and do you feel, here's my question, do you feel like the county is handling development properly? Is there something else you'd like to see done? Are they doing everything right? What's your take? What's your opinion on development in Albemarle County? The phone line again is 977-1070. If you call right now, I'll put you right through. Tom Loach is our guest from the Crozet area. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've been involved in this process out in Crozet for years, and clearly you're a man who's disappointed in his local government. I mean, you don't hold your cards too close. What would you have liked to have seen done that they didn't do? Or is there something that they can do now that you like them to see done? I've talked to a friend in Crozet who said, you know, they can build as many people here as they want. All I'd like for them to do is come forward and say they made a mistake and they want to change it. But they're not going to say that. They say all the people who were involved in the master plan just misunderstood.
Right. Well, I don't think the fat lady's saying it. So I'm here for the long haul. And I agree with the people who said that if they admitted a mistake, if they had come to the community during the Old Trail rezoning, and when they knew there was a problem and realized it and said, let's take a step back and let's go to the community and see how we're going to resolve this, we probably could have come to some agreement. But now they've hunkered down, and they don't want to admit. I mean, the master plan for Crozet has everything but government accountability.
Yeah, there's no enforcement in it.
Yeah.
And I'm a member of the Albemarle County citizenry, and I look at it and I think, well, you know, what's a master plan worth now? I mean, if the county comes to you and says, we want to work with your community to design what your community should look like in the future, my response would be, why? You're going to do what you want to do. The planners are going to do what they want to do. Why should I have any input in this?
Exactly. And, you know, Mr. Boyd tried to make us feel better this morning by telling us how miserable his constituents in Pantops were with all the development. And it seems to me that if they're miserable, and then you have the people in Crozet miserable, and you have all of the rest of the development areas, Glenmore, Ravenna, are miserable, maybe there's a theme here, and maybe the board better, you know, smell the coffee, look around, and say that growth area residents aren't very happy generally.
And it's not, this is not a no development, no growth cry here. It is a sensible, cooperative development that doesn't do every single thing that the developer wants. And I also should think, and I've said this many times, I also think we should be more aggressive about getting more proffers out of these developers. I don't have any problem with that. Look what Sean Connaughton has done in Prince William County. It's basically this. You want to build in our county? We want sidewalks. We want nice roads. We want plantings. We want, you know, we want a school. Get these proffers out of these folks. They're going to do it because they want to build here. It's a great place to develop. Let's go to Mary calling in from Crozet. Mary, thank you for the call, my friend. Go right ahead.
Hi. Well, I'm one of those people who worked on the Crozet Master Plan, and I am one of all of the citizens who walked out of that master planning process thinking that Crozet was going to grow four times as large as it was in the beginning of the planning process, and now we are being told it's going to be eight times as much. So I'm another one of those dissatisfied citizens. Personally, I feel like the zoning of Old Trail was the worst thing that could have happened to Western Albemarle, and that's where the whole ball of wax started with this 24,000 number.
And Mary, are you assuaged at any all by Dennis Rooker's comments this morning that basically said, "Relax, you know, we can approve this, but it doesn't mean that we're going to develop this kind of this much."
His was the most hopeful comments on the board today. They were the most intelligent and hopeful. I appreciated Sally Thomas's resolution that she put forward, but I still feel like we have got to keep the number down in Crozet, or we will lose the unique nature of the town, the reason that people are moving there. Many people moved to Crozet after reviewing the master plan and thinking that they were going to move into a town that was 12,000 people. So no, I am not assuaged by that, because it's going to get down to each rezoning vote. And from the discussion today, I was not hopeful about how those votes are going to go in the future.
And Mary, what do you say to the folks in Pantoffs or Scottsville or Earliesville or 29 North who might be listening to this and might think, well, doesn't affect me, that's Crozet?
They are going to go through their own master planning process. And here is what I would say. Double check all the numbers, perhaps hire your own consultant to review all the data. Don't assume that what the county is telling you is correct. You know, as it turns out, that the densities were not accurately reflected in our master plan. The map said one thing, and the data said the tables actually said something else. And so I would tell people, don't look away when the master plan leaves your hands. If there's a public participation, it'll then go through a long process with the Planning Commission and then the Board of Supervisors. You need to absolutely have somebody at all of those meetings.
Mary, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Phone lines are open, 977-1070. Your take on this issue. And, Tom, we were talking at one point about how this would affect schools. There's a lot of folks who live in the Ivy area, for example, who are looking forward to sending their kids to Western Albemarle. But if Crozet continues to develop, all those Ivy kids are going to be going to Monticello.
Oh, we had a word in New York to cover this situation was forget about it. You know, because as Crozet grows, that the catchment area for Western and Henley is going to shrink inward. And I mean, it's another thing too about education is that my feeling is with growth is that we can either provide good education or we can chase adequate education. And as long as we're building at the rates we're going to be going, we're always going to be chasing that adequate education and are not going to be getting the excellence in teachers that we could get if we had more money to bring in the kind of teachers that we want.
Talking with Tom Loach about development in Albemarle County. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Look forward to hearing from you. Let's take a quick break. This is Charlottesville right now.
Monday night on The Best Seat in the House, we compiled our sports All-American team.
So have a resume to the Charlottesville Radio Group at 1140 Rose Hill Drive, or visit this station's website under Employment Opportunities. The Charlottesville Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
The Shoeless Wonder is giving it to you straight. Right now, this is Charlottesville. Right now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
Minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock here in Central Virginia. Top of the hour, we'll have all of the national news for you, including the very latest on the death of Ken Lay, passed away this morning. Heart attack. Stress will do that to you. We'll also have the local news and update on the weather. We got a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. tonight for the listening area, and a number of accidents to report. All of that and more at the top of the hour right here on News Radio 1070 WINA. We've been talking about development in Albemarle County, and before we go to Linda, calling in from Ivy, Linda, I'll be right with you. Before we go there, I just want to say, just so I remember to say this, you know, the thing that disappoints me the most about this whole issue is clearly the county screwed up somewhere. They made this master plan with this community. They said, we want to build out your community to 12,000 people, and all of a sudden they're trying to play catch-up because they realize, well, a whole lot more developers are interested in this area than they might have thought. Or maybe the consultants were wrong. What disappoints me most is local government is local democracy. It's the face of freedom. It's the face of liberty. It's where you touch, you know, the government and your country. And it's just disappointing to see it screw up like that. Let's go to Linda calling in from Ivy. Linda, thank you so much for calling. Go right ahead.
Thanks. I'd like to ditto everything you just said. I no longer live in a growth area, but I did. I lived over in the village of Rivanna until the end of the year and then moved over to Ivy. And I experienced the same kind of things Tom has been talking about with the inconsistencies and what the written word is that the county says they do. It's going to an issue of credibility with me, and I go back to what you said earlier about why spend the time and effort to come up with a master plan and work yourself to death only to have them not follow it. And then going to this specific issue with Crozet and the 12,000, Tom can tell you that when Rivanna Water and Sewer just did their 50-year plan for our new water supply, the number they had in there for Crozet was 12,500, and that number was given to them by the county. And they looked at that and said, well, assuming that, then, you know, Beaver Creek is fine the way it is. Well, now that they understand that it could be 24,000 or more, now they're going to have to go back and redo the water supply plan because Beaver Creek, as it stands now, is not sufficient for the development in Crozet.
Which means water rates could go even higher.
Oh, I mean, the whole thing.
After having just been raised, you know, they could go even higher.
I mean, I have a list so long of what they have done wrong around here that it's gotten to the point of just being sort of silly.
Well, Linda, what is the solution? Because I know a lot of people in Crozet voted for David Wyatt thinking he was going to get in there and represent just this type of interest, and yet he has, according to Tom at least, and a lot of other folks I talked to, that's not the case.
Well, I think at this point, if we can't persuade them, and I've been emailing them all like crazy, especially on this resolution thing, because I told them, I said, if you pass this resolution and try to paper over the situation in Crozet, I said, you're going to find out this is going to end up being one of those sores that never heals because of the nature of it. And I think really the only answer is we've got three of the members of the Board of Supervisors, Wyatt, Thomas, and Boyd come up for re-election in 2007, and I think we just have to find some other people to fill those spots who have the political will to do what needs to be done around here.
And not folks to get in there and say, we're not going to grow at all, we're closing the doors.
That's not it. If everybody sits down and in good faith holds hands and agrees upon a number and agrees upon a plan, then that's the way it ought to work out. Now, that's not saying the world doesn't change. If the world changes, then you reconvene that same group of people, you hold hands again, you say, look, we've got some new facts on the table now, we're going to have to take a look at this plan and see if it still makes sense for us, and then everybody looks at it again. You don't get into this arbitrary and capricious thing that the Board of Supervisors are engaging in now by entertaining a resolution. And then going to what Tom said earlier about accountability, all I can tell you is I would, if I were running the show, I would want to know exactly how that happened, okay? And I would hold accountable whoever allowed that to happen. And then the next thing I would do is I would make sure that kind of error would never recur. I would have some level of review, and I'd have some responsibility out there, and it'd be very clear that these numbers, because they're so crucial to the development of our county in the proper way, that you better be, you better have the figures checked 3 or 4 times, you know?
We're talking with Linda calling in from Ivy about development in Albemarle County. Linda, it's almost like the master plan doesn't mean much. That it means a whole lot when they're writing it, but then down the road, even 1 or 2 years later, if they want to change something, it's like, oh, well, that master plan, you know, that was just a rough sketch.
Oh, I know, and that's the other thing you'll find. You'll find that in a lot of things. The comprehensive plan, they'll say, oh, it's a guideline, okay? It's a guideline when they want it to be a guideline, and it is etched in stone when they want it to be etched in stone. And that's the part that just drives me crazy, is they have all this documentation out there that you can read and spend hours and months reading. And then what you do is you find out that you can't rely on it because, oh, we didn't really mean that, or, oh, we've changed our mind, but yet you've read it, you've done your due diligence, you rely on it, but you've just wasted your time.
Well, it looks like the elections this year for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors are going to be interesting because these are certainly issues that I'm certain we'll see in the campaigns.
Oh, no kidding. And Dennis Rooker, it's too bad he's not up for re-election because he would have to really chew on that 12,000 number. If you go out and look at the Board of Supervisors minutes from August 11th, 2004 on page 16, okay, Dennis Rooker says, even before this master plan was drawn, Crozet was designated to build out to about 12,000 people. It is still scheduled to be built out to about 12,000 total population. Now, those are Dennis Rooker's own words, okay? So how can he even entertain this resolution when he has in writing that he understood what the 12,000 was back in August of 2004?
I guess what they're saying is, well, we meant build out to be the first 20 years, and now they're using the phrase ultimate build out, which would be beyond 20 years.
Well, if they said that, then why did they give 12,000 to the Rivanna Water and Service Authority when they were doing a 50-year water plan?
Touche.
Why didn't they give them 24,000 or 24,000 plus, okay? They gave them the 12,000 number.
Touche. Thank you, Linda, so much.
You can't have it both ways.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you again.
And thanks for your time. Bye.
Absolutely. That's Linda calling in. Tom Loach from Crozet, any final thoughts or response to that?
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. You asked before about why this is important to people other than people who live in Crozet. It's interesting that this county did a survey in 2002 and 2004, and what they found is the level of satisfaction in growth area residents during that two-year period decreased by 17%. They're repeating that survey now, so I would hope that when people get called by the county to do this survey, that they actually take the time and let the county know exactly what they think about growth and development and the way it's been handled by the county. Because I think it's vitally important that data get back there so that we can look at it as a community and see where we want to go.
Tom, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you spending your time here and educating folks, and appreciate all the time that you've spent. I know countless hours pouring through documents and doing your due diligence, and we certainly wish that other people would do theirs as well.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.